The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You pay tithes of mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier things of the law: judgment, mercy, and fidelity. But these you should have done without neglecting the others. Blind guides who strain out the gnat and swallow the camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You cleanse the outside of cup and dish, but inside they are full of plunder and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, cleanse first the inside of the cup, so that the outside also may be clean." The Gospel of the Lord.
Not too long ago, I was having lunch with a brother priest, and he's from a parish where like St. Mary's, they have long lines of confession. And he noticed something about himself, that if he's gone to confession prior or near his own parish time confessions, when he just experienced God's mercy for himself, he says when he tends to be more merciful in the confession. Because if you think about it, so you have long lines of confession, and the need is always more than what we could provide, because we have to cut off the time at a certain time because we got other things to attend to as well. And so when the confession time ends at his particular parish and there's 20 more people in line, but because he's just went to confession himself, he'll look out the line and say, "All right, I'll spend another hour." When he could, rightly so, he can. It's an unending cascade of needs. But he said, when I go to confession, in those moments, I tend to be more merciful. And I'll spend another hour just so trying to get as many people through as possible. What he was sharing in that moment was precisely this dynamic that our Lord speaks about. Our Lord is upset at the scribes and Pharisees because they are harsh. They are mean. And he says, because it's a delicate balance, right? We have to hold the line, but at the same time, as Paul speaks about, writing to the church in Thessalonica in the first reading, he says, "We were gentle among you." Where does this mercy or this gentleness stem from? Well, first, it's when we encounter God's mercy for us. We realize how good he is, no matter how many times we fail and we fall. And so that's why our Lord here was speaking about this. Remember mercy and fidelity. And as we experience God's mercy first, then notice how it overflows into our interactions with one another. Because we're all broken and we're all sinners. When we encounter the love of God, it must overflow now with how we deal with one another. Because it's totally amazing. God loves every single one of us. In our daily interactions, we're called to share that same mercy. Cleanse first the inside of the cup, so the outside also may be clean. And that cleansingness comes from encountering the mercy of God first.